Talk Live, 855-453. That's the SACLs toll-free call-in line here on the live Saturday edition of Free Talk Live. It's Mark with you.
And Ian.
You heard me right. It is the live Saturday edition of Free Talk Live. I know most shows aren't live on Saturday nights, but we care just that much about you to come in on a Saturday night and provide you with live content.
You give us,
that's what we do.
Yeah.
855-450-FREE, and that's 3733 for those of you who don't have little numbers on your telephone.
We like doing this radio thing. Even when I'm sick, I'll come in and do radio.
That's right. That's why
you can't tell.
I'm sitting in the front mic is because your voice is shot. You're at the end of the cold, but oftentimes that's when your voice really goes, right?
I don't know. It's just been kind of off and on. Just been hacking up phlegm in the mornings. It's been lovely.
It's delightful. I'm glad you shared that with us. But my experience has been that my voice will sometimes go at the end of the cold when I'm really not virulent. And I'm glad you're across the table. That's really all I've got to say. So 855-450-FREE. You can call in and talk about whatever you want to talk about. Also, the website at freetalklive.com is interactive. You can go there and link to videos or news posts or blog posts, whatever you want, news stories, blog posts, whatever you want, and people vote them up, vote them down. You can do the same. It's freetalklive.com. Lots of eyes on that page, so if you've got something you want to share, it's a great place to share it. Normally, we don't do interviews on Free Talk Live. Free Talk Live is mostly about calls, but every once in a while, we have an opportunity that we just can't pass up, and I think we've got one of those opportunities this evening. We've got Roger Ver of MemoryDealers.com. Roger, you there?
I am here.
Excellent. Now, Roger, you've gotten excited about a product recently that is, you know, it's not your product. It's something called the Bitcoin.
Wait, we're not going to talk about DDR and RAM and all kinds of computer geeky stuff?
Thank goodness, no.
Okay.
There's lots of shows that'll do that for you. Probably better
than Bitcoins are a bit computer geeky at this point.
Yeah, they are. They are.
So, Roger, what is a Bitcoin for folks that don't know?
So, for those that are just hearing about Bitcoin for the first time, it's basically the world's first peer-to-peer, uncentralized currency. And what that means in basic English is that there's no central controlling entity. Bitcoins aren't controlled by any corporation. They're not controlled by any government. They're simply controlled by all the users of Bitcoin as a whole. So no single entity can block you from performing transactions with your Bitcoins. So, for example, recently lots of people wanted to donate to WikiLeaks or Occupy Wall Street with PayPal. But the government put pressure on Visa and MasterCard and PayPal to block those transactions because those entities are centralized. With Bitcoins, nobody can stop you from making a donation to WikiLeaks or Occupy Wall Street or anyone at all anywhere in the world because of the design of the Bitcoin network. So it's really a revolution in monetary systems.
And I just want to make it clear, you've got no real stake in Bitcoins.
How could you?
Yeah, right. You can't. I mean, this is just a currency, and this is you have as much stake in this as you coming on and advocating, say, the use of gold or silver as a currency. I mean, it's just you believe in the product and you know something about it, and that's why you're here for the interview.
That's right. I'm so excited about Bitcoins because I think it can be, you know, an absolutely fantastic chance for everybody to have more financial privacy and to basically control their own finances without basically when you're using U.S. dollars, the U.S. government can still control everything that happens with it. They can inflate them. They can take them out of your bank account. They can do anything they want at any time. With Bitcoins, it's a mathematical impossibility for those things to happen. You can have 100% control over your own money. So basically, it's a way to take back control of your own money from the banks and the government and corporations and have 100% control over your own money. So I couldn't possibly be more excited about a system like that, and I think it's going to revolutionize the world.
Yeah, I mean, Roger's so excited about this that he came on to advertise his company, Memory Dealers, a few years ago on Free Talk Live, and then over the last year or so, you've basically said, screw this, I'm taking my Memory Dealers ads off the air, we're going to talk about Bitcoin. You've literally just been pouring your own personal savings into promoting, at least that's the impression I've gotten, into promoting the Bitcoin because you're just that excited about it.
That's exactly right. I think it's going to do the same thing to banks that email did to the post office. It's just an absolutely world-changing technology, and I want more and more people to hear about it and find out about it. And, you know, the more people use it, the more useful it is, and it's gaining popularity every day. There's more users now than there were 6 months ago. There's more services than there were 6 months ago. Lots of really, really smart people are working on new software for it every day. and it's getting easier and easier to use. And a year from now, I'm sure it'll be even easier than it is today.
Yeah, this is true. I have purchased things from Amazon.freetalklive.com. Excuse me, what do we use? Shop.freetalklive.com from Amazon. And I did it through a third-party vendor. And they took my Bitcoins and then bought the thing that I wanted and sent it to me. And so you can use Bitcoins in lots and lots of different ways now. And I'm really, I'm excited about them too. But, you know, I don't have the expertise as to know why they're important. And one of the things that you pointed out, which is, you know, it's really important, is when you use dollars, the United States government can decide from a political standpoint. WikiLeaks has never been charged with anything. Occupy Wall Street has never been charged with anything. But the United States government has pressured of organizations like Visa and MasterCard and, you know, PayPal and things like this in order to get what they want from those organizations, which is no payment going to them.
That's exactly right. And with Bitcoins, that would be impossible. Nobody can ever block you from sending a payment to anyone anywhere in the world, which is really, really an amazing technology. So, for example, if you're living in a country that has governmental currency controls, with Bitcoin, they can't stop it. You can send or receive as much money as you want from anyone you want to anywhere you want, anywhere in the world, and nobody can stop it, and nobody can even necessarily know about it if you don't want to make it public. So with a little bit of effort, you can make Bitcoins as private as you want it to be. With Bitcoins, people don't even need to know that you own them. It's really, really an amazing technology.
Now, you say that there's no third-party fees, and that's kind of interesting. What, if a business owner, for instance, takes Bitcoins as cash, there's no chargebacks, right? I mean, this can be a real problem for business owners, this whole chargeback thing doing business online.
Right. For anybody that, does online sales with credit cards, you'll know that all the time people will try and buy stuff with you using a stolen credit card. And with Bitcoins, it's exactly like you said, there cannot be a chargeback. Once you've sent the money, it's gone, and the only way to have that returned, if you were the one that sent it, would be to ask that person to send it back to you. So in the future, I think Bitcoins will be used for trusted transactions like Amazon.com, where you trust the company to do the right thing, and you'll feel just fine sending Bitcoins because there's a 3% discount there that Amazon won't have to pay to the credit card company. And you'll be likely to use credit cards for shady transactions where you don't necessarily trust the website that you're sending the money to, because you know that in the future you can call up the credit card company and ask for your money back. So,
on that point, having done some research into Bitcoins, and I have some Bitcoins, obviously, and looking into services like the Silk Road, I don't know if they're still up, but they probably are.
I hear they are.
The Silk Road is basically like a black market that's kind of an open-air black market, so to speak. It's there. It's on the Tor network, so you have to anonymize yourself to even get into it in the first place. But anybody can go in as long as they know how to get there. You go through this Tor network, so you're completely anonymized when you go into it. You create an anonymous account, and you can buy things that otherwise you might be put in a jail cell for purchasing. So, for instance, illegal drugs, for instance, are available through the Silk Road Marketplace. And you might ask yourself, well, you know, Bitcoins is this final transaction. What happens if you get ripped off? Well, you could get ripped off in the black market anyway. You might even get beaten and robbed in the black market. So in this case, you're avoiding the risk of being beaten and robbed. You're only risking having, the money being taken from you. But even that is mitigated because they actually have like an eBay-like rating system where you, even though the sellers are anonymous, the sellers want to keep selling. So they do, most of them are doing honest business. And so therefore, if they do some business, obviously in the beginning people are taking a chance working with a new seller, but once he starts building up his reputation, most people aren't going to bat an eye at buying from somebody that's got a good reputation on these, even on an anonymous service. So even with that aspect, I think there are still ways around it with rating systems.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And I'll tell you from a firsthand experience in the traditional business world, just because somebody rips you off using U.S. dollars doesn't mean you have much recourse either. So there's not a whole lot of difference there. But the market will find a way to provide a reputation system, just like you said.
Roger, I want to hold on to you here if I can. You can give us a call. Ask any questions you have about Bitcoins to Roger Ver of MemoryDealers.com. It's 855-450-3733 here on Free Talk Live's Live Saturday Edition with Ian I mean, Mark.
Who are you again?
I'm Mark.
Roger's not in charge of Bitcoins. Nobody is, but he sure knows a lot about them.
Free Talk Live.
Beware the man with one gun, for he probably knows how to use it. Never has this been more true than with the Ruger Gunsight Scout Rifle. The one rifle to have, if you could have only one. It's the perfect lightweight, hard-hitting, do-it-all bolt-action rifle. Affordable, versatile, and reliable. Delivers 10 rounds of .308 Winchester performance. It's compact, lightweight, and accommodates a host of optics. Visit Ruger.com/Scout Rifle or your local firearms retailer to learn more. The Ruger Gunsight Scout Rifle. It's mine, and it's American.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. Are you looking for a concealed carry holster? Crossbreed Holsters is the home of the world-famous Super Tuck, the most comfortable concealed carry holster on the market today. Try one out and see how truly discreet and comfortable carrying concealed can be. And find out why we call it the ugliest holster you'll ever love. We are the standard others try to imitate.
Get the original. Get your Super Tuck at CrossbreedHolsters.com. Again, that's CrossbreedHolsters.com.
Nick Wadena with Midas Resources. If you have an IRA or 401k, did you know you can turn that nest egg into a physical gold and silver nest egg? Do you know what kind of specific precious metals are allowed by law to be in retirement accounts? Did you know that you can take physical delivery of these precious metals? Would you like to know more? It's a fact. Stocks and mutual funds have been a wild ride, and many people's retirement funds have taken large hits. If you put $100,000 in gold in January of 2009, it would be worth over $200,000 today. If you put $100,000 in silver, then it would be worth over $300,000 today. As bailouts for banks and the seemingly endless printing of money continues worldwide, the value of the dollar could decline further, in turn possibly pushing gold and silver much, much higher. Protect what you work so hard for. Call me, Nick Wadena, 1-800-686-2237, extension 343, and learn what your options are. Again, that's 1-800-686-2237, extension 343. Once again, 1-800-686-2237, extension 343.
Survival of the fittest. In any and all situations, survival is your number one priority. That requires being tough and thinking smart. And the folks at Freeze Dry Guy are going to help you do just that. They have a long-range patrol ration entrees, what they call the brick pack. When you're in survival mode, it is absolutely the best item for your survival pack or bug-out bag. You can go farther, faster, and carry more food with the LRP cold weather ration entrees. Not only do these long-lasting, durable entrees help sustain you or your family through the harshest environment or situation, they are by far the most delicious of their kind. No contest. With a variety of tasty entrees, you can't beat the LRP brick packs. Let Freeze Dry Guy help you in your survival situations. Go to freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com. Or call 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-FOOD.
Ready for cold and flu season? Now's the time to get ready and save during the pre-winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Stock up on powerful, natural flu fighters like olive leaf extract, elderberry power, and grapefruit seed liquid. Don't forget your vitamin D3 this winter. Right now, HerbalHealer.com has 120 soft gels, 1,000 IUs, on sale for only $9. And remember, HerbalHealer.com offers eFoods Global products, delicious, premium, storable foods that contain no MSG, no trans fats, no GMO, and have a 25-year shelf life. Click the eFoods link on HerbalHealer.com and try eFoods storable meals for free. Bookmark HerbalHealer.com, then experience live chat, correspondence courses, and sign up for our free newsletter. As always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and hit the pre-winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL toll-free call-in line, 855-450-3733. You can call in and... But right now we're doing basically an interview with Roger Ver from MemoryDealers.com about Bitcoins and what they are and why they're of benefit to you. Because this is a pretty new phenomenon out there. Let's make sure I can pull Roger up here. Roger?
Yep.
Hey, Roger, what time is it where you are?
It's a little after 10 a.m. here.
10 a.m.
Sorry, 9 a.m., 9:20.
Calling from Tokyo, is it?
That's correct.
Wow.
That's right. The sun never sets on Free Talk Live.
We're a morning show over there, Mark.
That's right. We're the morning drive show in
Tokyo. Tokyo.
You're my favorite podcast. I listen to you guys every day on the trains here in Tokyo.
Yeah. Thank you, Roger. Real quick here, if you've been hearing about the new digital currency known as Bitcoin, yet obtaining them has been tricky until now, crypto exchange is the fastest and safest way to buy and sell your Bitcoins. They also offer a complete bullion store, so you can go and buy gold and silver privately with Bitcoin. If you're totally clueless about Bitcoin currency, they've got a 24-hour customer service line there. Just visit their website and click on the live support link at the top. Somebody will come up to help you. You can see crypto exchange banner posted at bitcoin.freetalklive.com. It's probably the best way to find it because spelling crypto exchange here isn't really going to work out too well. It's bitcoin.freetalklive.com is the best way to get to that banner. It's also on the side of the page at freetalklive.com.
I have to say I'm interested in this crypto exchange. I'm actually signing up for an account right now to kind of check it out a little bit further. But basically the idea is they'll let you buy and sell Bitcoins in any currency.
That's the idea.
That's pretty cool.
So, Roger, I was saying, about a currency, one of the things about currencies that's important is that they not be able to be counterfeited very easily. But, you know, everybody knows that you could do a pretty good approximation of a U.S. dollar with a laser printer. That's why they have an entire force of men who are armed who will go after you if you try to do that. That's sort of the United States government's system for handling counterfeit. But Bitcoin doesn't have a group of armed men. How does it handle counterfeiting?
That's right. Bitcoins are protected by something much better than the Secret Service. Bitcoins are protected by the rules of mathematics. So if you point a gun at the rules of mathematics, they're not going to flinch. They don't care if you're pointing a gun at them or not. So the Bitcoin network currently is more powerful than the world's top 500 supercomputers combined. So there's pretty much no way that you can counterfeit a Bitcoin.
Back that statement up. Hold on. Bitcoin's more powerful than the world's what?
Top 500 supercomputers combined.
Okay, so
the Bitcoin network.
What could they do to beat up Bitcoin, those 500 supercomputers?
They can't because they're not they don't have more processing power than the entire Bitcoin network. So you would need a lot more processing power than the entire Bitcoin network in order to maybe stop transactions from going through as easily with the Bitcoin network. But that's not likely to happen. As Bitcoin becomes more and more popular, the Bitcoin network will be stronger and stronger and stronger. So
that brings up a very interesting question, Roger, is so when you think about currencies, most of the currencies in the world are created by governments. And so Bitcoin is in competition with people that, frankly, aren't very used to competition in their geographic area. They don't like competition in their geographic area. And they have a propensity to use groups of people with guns to get what they want, as opposed to working in the marketplace like most people do. How is Bitcoin going to compete against, say, governments that hire armies of hackers to take it down?
You cannot hack mathematics. So that's the exciting point about Bitcoin. It's the fundamental mathematics behind it is totally sound. You can't threaten mathematics. You can't force mathematics to do your bidding. Math is what it is. So that's what's so exciting about Bitcoin is that, it doesn't really matter. Math is math, and you're not going to change the rules of the universe. So math is part of.
And you say that Bitcoins are private, and one of the agencies that people might want to be private from are agencies that wish to take money from you. Whether that money is on a local level, where you've got a gang that's doing protection in your given area, or you live in some regime where you don't want to, where you find the taxes to be overly burdensome, or whatever the reason is that you want to be private, how is Bitcoin private? I mean, how do you make that happen? Because, the average person can get a Bitcoin wallet pretty easily, but you got to be kind of a little more savvy to be private, right?
That's right. It takes a little bit more savviness to be private. A good rule of thumb is to use a different Bitcoin address for every single transaction. And basically what that means is every person who has a Bitcoin account has a Bitcoin address. It works kind of like an email address where anybody can send money to that address. But with Bitcoin, you can have as many addresses as you want. You can have 1 million different Bitcoin addresses.
Okay.
So if you use a different address every single time, It makes it much, much more difficult to track what's going on. There's a lot of good information on the Bitcoin Wiki. If you Google Bitcoin Wiki, you can find all sorts of information on how to do things much more privately, to the point where you can make it so that people don't even know that you have an account. So
what,
it's really...
When you send something, do you always send it from the same address? If you can receive different addresses, do you always send from the same address, though?
No, it will send from the address that the coins were originally received from. But then there's all sorts of other interesting services online called Bitcoin mixers, which if you have some Bitcoins, you can mix yours with a whole bunch of other people's Bitcoins. So then the output will go to whoever you send, but to anybody looking at it from the outside, they'll have no idea where your Bitcoins came from or where they went to because they got mixed together with, you know, 1,000 other people's Bitcoins.
I bet they won't because I don't even have any idea of how this would be done.
Well, now when you're saying people can look in from the outside, the reason that's possible is because the entire Bitcoin network is completely transparent in that if you have an address, you can go and look it up online and you can see all of the transactions that have come in and gone out from that particular address.
That's exactly right. So in one sense, the Bitcoin network is totally public where everybody can see how much money was sent from what Bitcoin address to another, but nobody necessarily knows who owns what Bitcoin addresses.
Right. The only way that somebody would know if you owned an address was if you advertised that you had that address.
Right, but you could have a million different other addresses that nobody knows that you do own.
Right, so you could have the one public address that you put out to people, and then you could have other private addresses where you take that money from the public address and put it to wherever you want it to go, and people would have no idea about those.
That's exactly right.
And, you know, the agencies known as governments that want to tax transactions.
Like the IRS.
Yeah, the IRS or whatever. Bitcoin's... How do you even quantify what kind of business you're doing? How do you say, you know, how do you even report that? Even if you wanted to, how would you do it? I mean, because you're doing business in another currency.
Yeah.
Right. It's also new. It's all brand new. And we'll see what the lawyers and the politicians decide they want to force upon the rest of us.
One of the politicians, I can't remember which one it was, came out and said basically that Bitcoins are bad. Silk Road is bad. Bad, 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 bad.
Well, yeah, of course it's bad. It's bad for their power structure and bad for the status quo. And in fact, and I think Bitcoin came right on time. It's been around for a couple years now, 2-3 years. It's really starting to come into its own, I think, at this point. As you said, Roger, they're all these new services that are constantly coming out, and some of them come and some of them go, so you kind of have to be careful with who you deal with and make sure you don't keep a bunch of Bitcoins with them. That's a lesson I learned the hard way, because there was this one company that just kind of went under all of a sudden.
Yeah, it was a bank that just basically, you know, blew town.
Yeah, and took my Bitcoins with them. But I think it's really right on time, because next year, January 1st, the IRS is going to start enforcing rules on PayPal and other financial providers, where if you don't give them your tax info, they're going to keep 30% of every transaction. The IRS is. It's crazy.
Disgusting.
Yeah, Roger, will you hold the line here? You can give us a call if you have any questions about Bitcoins at 855-450-3733.
You can't argue with success. And many people have found great success in fighting back colds and flu viruses with Ali-C, the world's best garlic extract. So now, it's time to get even more success with the other great quality natural products from Affinity Health Products, like C-Energy Liquid Vitamins, Lose and Snooze, and the One Day Diet, or Human Growth Hormone Support, Menopause Specialist for Women, and Joint Specialist. See these and many other quality Affinity Health products for men and women online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. That's AffinityHealthProducts.com healthproducts.com. Or call in your orders at 877-888-7126. That's 1-877-888-7126. Trust your health to the makers of Ali-C, the world's best garlic extract. Affinity Health Products, the finest and most innovative natural health products available.
Jason Lewis here. With the holidays just around the corner, be sure to consider the greatest gift you can give to your friends and family: peace of mind. That's why I choose WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com offers delicious ready-made meals like cheesy lasagna, savory stroganoff, and pasta alfredo that are packaged for freshness in individual metal Mylar pouches and carry a 25-year shelf life. And they're ready to eat in minutes. Simply add hot water. Request a free entree sample today at WiseFoodStorage.com. And for a limited time, get free shipping and 10% off of your order. That's right, a free entree spray, free shipping, and 10% off any order. Just use promo code Lewis. Call 855-FOODWISE. That's 855-366-3947. Or visit wisefoodstorage.com. That's Wise, W-I-S-E, foodstorage.com. Gourmet emergency food at the best price and the greatest gift you can give to the ones you love this holiday season.
Warning, this content is powerful and may cause others to reject your knowledge. If you want to know what happened to America, if you like cutting-edge information, if you need to convince someone that something different than what they believe is actually taking place, and to experience the true history of America you won't find anywhere else, get the new book, Satan's Show. Satan's Show is a hard-hitting look at what many know as the Antichrist and proof of a mind-control agenda. Learn how America was tricked into entering World War I and get over 9 hours of audio and over 700 reliable web links. Satan's Show is available in ebook and audio downloads. Click the special offer for $14.99 and you'll receive both, plus Operation Northwoods on audio free with purchase. Download today at satansshow.com. You will be shocked. You will be amazed. satansshow.com.
As we age, we lose both strength and muscle mass. Undamaged whey protein from grass-fed cows is nature's most powerful food to gain back lost muscle. Virtually all whey protein powders or drinks have been damaged during processing or are high in sugar. This damaged whey causes a significant loss in the ability of the body to build new muscle proteins. The high sugar content will stop all the benefits of your growth hormone from causing muscle repair. By giving your body easily absorbed, undamaged whey, free of added sugar, you may be able to gain back lost muscle and strength. One World Whey is truly undamaged whey protein powder free of added sugar. Both young and elderly are reporting increases in muscle strength and size without any additional exercise. Go to oneworldwhey.com, that's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com, to read or hear some impressive testimonies to this effect. Or call 888-988-3325, that's 888-988-3325.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL toll-free call-in line here on the live Saturday edition of Free Talk Live, 855-450-3733. It's Mark with you.
And Ian.
Ian, tell me about the Free State Project Liberty Forum.
Well, I can tell you we've been talking about the Bitcoin here tonight, and we're going to continue that with Roger Ver, but there's a huge level of support for Bitcoin within the Liberty community. I know that Eric Voorhees is very excited about it. He's one of the guys with Crypto Exchange that we were just talking about there. There's like a Bitcoin consortium of some sort of Free Staters and Liberty activists that are behind the Bitcoin because they see the value in it. So I imagine the Bitcoin is going to be one of those topics of hot discussion at the upcoming Liberty Forum, if not in some sort of an official manner, but certainly between the attendees coming up here in February 23rd through the 26th. We're going to be there broadcasting live every single night, and hundreds of like-minded, liberty-oriented people are going to be in attendance as well. And that's the real reason to come out, is not to see the speakers and the panel discussions and go to the banquet dinners and all the kind of convention-y things that will be going on. That's all great, but the real reason to go is to meet up with people who think like you do. That is, if you love liberty and you want a chance at seeing freedom in your lifetime, this is the place to go to get a vibe for what's going on here in New Hampshire with the Free State Project. Go to freestateproject.org/libertyforum. You can get registered there, grab the early bird discounted rates, and save yourself an extra 10% by using our discount code, which is FTL2012. That's FTL2012. To get an extra 10% off the already low, very affordable rates for the Liberty Forum coming up in February. freestateproject.org/libertyforum. And Roger Ver is with us from Memory Dealers. We're talking about Bitcoin, which he's very excited about, as are a lot of the people in the movement. And Roger, I know you had originally planned to come up to the Free State Project's Porcupine Freedom Festival. Do you have any? You weren't able to make it out, unfortunately, at the last minute. Something else came up. But do you have any plans to come to the Liberty Forum? I'm just curious.
It's possible. I'm sure I'll make it to New Hampshire at some point. I've been a Free State project member for a number of years now, and I'll make it out there at some point.
Excellent. Well, the Liberty Forum is a great excuse to come out and check out New Hampshire right in the dead of winter.
You know, Roger, one thing you mentioned was listening to Free Talk Live on your train trip there in Tokyo every day to go to work. And anybody can do that. We have archives going back for, man, like 5 years at archives.freetalklive.com. We do the show 7 days a week. We used to do it six, but now we do it 7 days a week. We have different hosts that do it different times. And you can get the that show that we do every day. So that's hundreds, thousands of hours of Free Talk Live available to you for free at archives.freetalklive.com. So, Roger, we've been talking about the Bitcoin all along here, and what would the, as far as the individual goes, I mean, there's a lot of people who are probably listening to this and trying to figure out what is a Bitcoin, you know, how does
I was going to say you should recap what a Bitcoin is.
How does it benefit me? And I just want you to, you know, quickly tell people, how does it benefit the person who's listening?
Well, one thing that would benefit a person who's listening, if they want to buy something online, if you use a credit card, you have to worry about identity theft. They can get your credit card number and then go on a shopping spree and cause all sorts of trouble for you.
Yep.
If you pay with Bitcoin, all the merchant needs to know is that you paid them and where to ship the goods, and then maybe an email address for them to contact you. You don't have to give them any other information about you. You can just pay, and especially if you're buying virtual goods online, they don't need your address or any of that other information. Just send them the Bitcoins and tell them what to do with your virtual goods, and it's done. So it protects from identity theft. You don't have to worry about other people getting a hold of your credit card number and spending it. Basically, they won't be able to authorize your card to see what your maximum card limit is. If maybe a lot of people don't know this, but when you use a credit card somewhere at an online store, it's pretty easy for the merchant to see how much money they could charge your card. Bitcoins, they have if you have a people don't necessarily need to know how many Bitcoins you have in your account, so it gives you a lot more privacy. If you're selling things online using Bitcoins, basically nobody really needs to know how many things you've sold. The only person that will know is that one transaction. So if you sell 1,000 different things to 1,000 different people, the one person might not necessarily know about the other 999 people.
Also, the fees that go into using credit cards online are incorporated in the costs of things. I mean, that's just the way that is. And it's one of the reasons it's difficult to get low-cost things online because, you know, it costs the company, you know, most of the purchase price when you buy something for a dollar, most of that is going to the credit card company, sadly, and or at least a good portion of it is going to the credit card company. Whereas with Bitcoins, there are no fees inside of the transaction costs. I mean, there may be a fee to transfer your Bitcoins out of Bitcoins into dollars, but anytime you do a currency exchange, there's going to be fees, whether you're changing dollars into drachmas or into Bitcoins, right?
Right, that's right. And one actually exciting development that just was announced earlier this week is a company called OKPay.com now will send you a MasterCard that you can recharge using Bitcoins anytime. So basically it's like a MasterCard that will debit your Bitcoin account. So you can it's a physical card that you have. You can go into, you know, Lucky's or Walgreens or any store, use your MasterCard, and it'll debit your Bitcoin account.
That's incredible.
Exciting news.
Give me that name again. I want to check that one out.
Sure, that's OKPay.com, and they just announced that recently. Another exciting thing that they're going to be announcing, they say, next week is basically they'll have plugins for all the major online shopping carts. So if you run an online website that sells goods, they'll make it super, super easy to accept Bitcoins on your website. There's a couple of services that already do that. Another one is bit-pay.com. And one thing that's really convenient for merchants, if you want to accept Bitcoins as a payment, you can choose what percentage of the payment to receive in Bitcoins and what percentage to receive in U.S. dollars or euros or yen or whatever currency you want.
Wow, that's outstanding.
And at the time of the sale, it will automatically convert the Bitcoins that are received into whatever percentage of a government-issued currency you want, and you can keep the remainder in Bitcoins, up to 100% to dollars if you want, or 100% in Bitcoins. The merchant can choose, which I think is really, really convenient.
Yeah,
and,
sure.
These tools are getting better every week, and I think more and more online shops are going to be accepting Bitcoins because of these new tools.
Absolutely. Why would an online shop not want to accept Bitcoins? It's really the question you have to ask. I mean, Bitcoins really do, you know, I mean, it can be so difficult to do business online with the way that, you know, credit card companies just seem to favor the heck out of the customer. And I understand why customers want protection. protections and that kind of thing. But credit card companies can act like it doesn't matter what your product is as long as the customer's protected. You know, so they got something, now there's chargeback. They're not going to worry about whether or not the person returns the item. They'll just charge it back.
That's right. And with millions and millions of dollars of bitcoins floating around out there in the world, there's no reason why an online merchant wouldn't want to accept bitcoins. And it's getting easier and easier to do that every day. So if you have an online store, look into it. It's just a real simple plug-in for all the most popular online shopping cart softwares. Just plug it in, and boom, you're ready to accept bitcoins.
Yeah, and I'd like to point out, you've got no stake in this Bitcoin. You don't make any money from bitcoins or anything like that. So
I just think that it's going to help set the world free. It's going to let people have control of their own money. And that's what people are so upset about with all the bailouts in the United States. The only reason that was able to happen is because the government can print as much money as they want and do whatever they want.
Mm-hmm.
If the world was using bitcoins, the bailouts would have been impossible. They can't take your bitcoins. They can't make fake bitcoins. They can't give imaginary bitcoins to someone else.
It's true decentralization of the money supply. I mean, it doesn't require anything central. There's no Bitcoin head office. There's no Bitcoin corporation. There's no vault for the feds to go and raid. There's no server farm for them to take offline. I mean, it's completely untouchable by the federal government or any government.
That's exactly right. That's what's so exciting about it, is that it cannot be stopped. So people can do what they want with their own money, and there's nothing any organization, government or corporation or anybody else can do about it. You have 100% control over your own money. That's what's so exciting about Bitcoin, and that's why liberty lovers should be so excited and interested in Bitcoin.
You know, when you you mentioned WikiLeaks and Occupy Wall Street and how they had their bank accounts blocked, and essentially through the government's pressure on organizations like Visa, MasterCard, PayPal, and places like that. And I think that this is are Occupy Wall Street and WikiLeaks, are they taking bitcoins right now? I mean, do they know enough to circumvent this? Because this is a relatively new technology that people haven't quite gotten their heads around yet. Are they taking stuff like that?
Absolutely. You can go on over to WikiLeaks.com right now and make a donation in Bitcoin. And WikiLeaks is smart. They know that a lot of the people that give them money might want to be anonymous. So they set up a different Bitcoin address for every single transaction. So if you request a Bitcoin address, they'll send you a unique address every time.
Got it. Free Talk Live.
I have this dizzy feeling every time I get out of bed, like spinning. I don't know why. It's awful.
I get dizzy when I read or work on the computer.
I get lightheaded walking down a hall or aisle.
Or unsteady on my feet.
I lose my balance and get a little motion sick.
It's like vertigo. That dizzy feeling in a car, train, or airplane.
It's awful.
An inner ear problem.
Most likely your vestibular system.
Now there's Zyvestra.
An amazing, fast-acting
dual-action tabs and targeted cream you rub behind your ear.
Behind your ear.
And it works in an advanced homeopathic way to relieve dizziness.
It relieves that vertigo feeling.
That dizzy feeling, gone.
Zyvestra is amazing.
No more suffering from dizziness and queasiness.
Wake up with better balance.
Call right now for your risk-free trial of Zyvestra. Call 1-800-304-1684. 800-304-1684. Stop the dizziness. Call 800-304-1684. That's 800-304-1684.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my legs has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, 855-453. That's the SACL toll-free call-in line here on the live Saturday edition of Free Talk Live, 855-450-3733. You can call in. And, well, right now we're talking to Roger Ver, and it's probably best to take calls regarding bitcoins. But, you know, at the top of the hour, we'll certainly be taking calls about anything that you want to talk about. The holidays are just around the corner. This season, consider the greatest gift you can give your family and friends: peace of mind. Destabilizing events are happening around the world. Unemployment, inflation, food shortages, natural disasters, just to name a few. Get prepared, protect your family, don't delay. For my preparation, I choose WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com offers delicious, ready-made meals like cheesy lasagna and savory stroganoff that are packaged for freshness in individual Mylar pouches and carry a 25-year shelf life. You prepare them in just minutes simply by adding water. Visit WiseFoodStorage.com or call 855-FOODWISE today to request a free entree sample. And for a limited time during the holidays, enter the promo code FTL to get no-cost shipping and 10% off any order. It's WiseFoodStorage.com, 855-FOODWISE, and all you have to do is use promo code FTL, and you can get a free sample. I mean, you can't go wrong with a free sample, a free shipping on any order, and 10% off. Peace of mind included. The greatest gift you can give the ones you love is WiseFoodStorage.com. Let's go back to Roger Ver, calling from Tokyo, proprietor of MemoryDealers.com, and we're talking about bitcoins. Roger, we've discussed some of the benefits of bitcoins from the standpoint of what sort of societally how a currency that's not controlled by a corporation or a government or a bank.
It's completely decentralized digital currency that can be used anonymously and securely. I mean, it's an incredible product.
Yeah, we've discussed the advantages from the standpoint of the consumer, standpoint of business owners. One thing that I've heard as a critique of bitcoins, and I'm sure you've heard this too, is they're not backed by anything. Libertarians often want currency that's backed by gold and silver. They'll say that bring back the gold standard and that kind of thing. What do you have to say to that critique?
I think bitcoins are backed by a lot more than the U.S. dollar. Bitcoins are used voluntarily. Basically, bitcoins are only worth whatever people are willing to exchange them for. But bitcoins have inherent properties that make them incredibly useful.
Gold has been used as money for thousands of years, but it's really, really difficult to send a gold coin from myself here in Tokyo to you guys there in New Hampshire. But if I wanted to send you guys $1,000 worth of bitcoins, I can do it with a couple of clicks on my keyboard, and boom, you guys have the money.
Mm-hmm. Right. Like if you send the gold coin, you have to insure it. You hope it gets there. It's going to take, 3 weeks to get to do it any way along the place.
Right, so you could just send the bitcoins. We could convert that into gold here if we needed to.
Yeah, that much is true.
That's exactly right, and I know some liberty activists in New Hampshire said that they're more than willing to exchange bitcoins for U.S. dollars or back and forth. So there's another interesting website called BTC Near Me where you can put in your zip code, and it'll tell you all the people near where you are that are willing to buy and sell bitcoins for whatever local currency they use where you live.
Do they register with BTCNearMe.com to be on that? Do they register with that website, too, or does that website aggregate people?
It just aggregates them. Anybody can sign up with an email address and your zip code, and then you'll see all the other people near you that are willing to buy and sell things with bitcoins, and that's BTCNearMe.com.
Yeah, and it bears mentioning here that that you have no real stake in bitcoins. I mean, this is just something that you know something about, and I've asked you to be on because I don't know that much about it.
Can we go back real quick to this objection about, there's nothing backing it?
Yeah, I wanted to.
It's a good objection, but it was the objection I came up with first when I'd first heard about bitcoins.
Me too.
Whoa, wait a minute. It seems to me, after learning more about the bitcoin and having some experience with it, that any currency is valuable because of belief, right? People believe in the U.S. dollar. We know there's no real inherent value to it, and that it's not backed by anything, but people believe in it.
Well, so it's accepted as medium of exchange.
That's the reason why it's accepted as valuable, because it's convenient and it works and people believe in it. But if people didn't believe in the dollar, you try giving it to somebody, they laugh at you.
Elephants are worth something. Everybody knows it, but not everybody wants elephants, and they're difficult to put in your pocket.
So the question is, are bitcoins valuable to the people that use them? And the answer is clearly yes. I mean, the people that are using bitcoins, like you said, Roger, there's all these neat services that are popping up, and that's because there's interest in the bitcoin that people already value. The Bitcoin. You go to cryptoexchange.com and you can see there at the top of the page there's a value assigned in U.S. dollars. You can change it to other currencies, but there's a current market value for the Bitcoin. So you can actually see what people think this is worth. Now, it's fluctuated.
And you can get that many dollars for your Bitcoins right then and there. You can get it.
And it's fluctuated wildly. I mean, we've seen it at over $30 per Bitcoin, $30 per Bitcoin. It's now hovering at around $2.20 per Bitcoin. It's also been as low as under a dollar, but it's been a long time since it's been that low. It's been over a dollar since almost an entire year at this point. So there is real value in it. It is valuable in the marketplace for all the reasons we're talking about: decentralization, getting away from the government, avoiding having the IRS find out about it, taxing it, all of that stuff. And the more services that come out, the more people start using it, the more valuable it becomes.
That, and I think it's backed by the logarithm, the math that makes it impossible to counterfeit. Mm-hmm. Because everything else out there can be counterfeited, even gold. I mean, you can put lead inside of a gold coin, put gold around it. So Bitcoin's not counterfeitable. Roger, let's go to Mike in Colorado with a question here. Mike?
Mike, you're on with Roger.
Mike? You're on the radio for Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
I just want to say how people can expend bitcoins and stuff. Like, there are a lot of cool services, so.
Like what?
Like what?
I know that you can buy servers, you can buy a whole bunch of stuff. You can even buy gold. I found this website. It's pretty cool.
Which website are you referring to that you can buy gold?
CoinABUL.com, I think it was.
Coin a what?
ABUL.com.
There's actually a number of different websites that'll sell gold and silver coins using Bitcoin.
Yeah, the last thing you want to do is just, you've got to check every proprietor out and get ratings and things like that. I mean, we're just talking about people that are claiming to sell at this point. We're not advocating any of them.
Yeah, also, I know this other place that, for servers, it's called btcbps.net. It's pretty cool.
Okay, so he's just providing a couple of examples of things that you can do right now with the Bitcoin, like buy online service, like internet web service, for instance.
Mike, what have you bought with Bitcoins?
I bought a whole bunch of stuff. Mostly, I just like buying stuff and trade them, but I've been looking at a lot of different websites just for the fun of it, so.
Yeah. So you're using it as a commodity at this point? You buy some, you sell some, you trade them, you see if you can make some money doing it? Like a currency exchange?
Yeah.
Neat.
Cool. Great. Mike, appreciate the call. 855-450-3733.
Roger, what is it that we haven't covered about the Bitcoin that you think is important to get out tonight?
One thing that I think is interesting is when I actually first heard about Bitcoins on your show, I went and looked at the Bitcoin Wikipedia page, or the Bitcoin Wiki. And at that point, there were only around a dozen, maybe two dozen businesses that were listed as accepting Bitcoins as payment. If you go and look at that same page today, there's now thousands of different businesses that accept Bitcoins.
Because that was one of my original objections was, you know, like a year or two ago when we first heard, like two years ago when we first heard about this. It's like, you know, what am I going to do with these things?
Right, and that was my original concern. But now it's completely different. I've bought nutritional supplements, electronics. I've bought books online.
I know someone who bought illegal drugs with it, too, and it was great.
You could do it. I mean, you know, and if one has a problem with Bitcoins... For the ability to purchase illegal drugs or weapons or whatever online on the SilkRoad.com using this Tor anonymizer.
I don't think it's SilkRoad.com, but it's something else will get you there.
Okay.
Anyway.
Well, anyway, if somebody has a problem with that for that reason, then one should have a problem with cash in general, right? Because, I mean, people are buying drugs and guns and things like that with cash. Bitcoin is just a currency. And, you know, what people choose to buy and sell with their currency is up to them. Now, as far as I'm concerned, when it comes to weapons aren't dangerous. It's the people that hold them that are. When it comes to drugs, I think that there are benefits to drugs of sorts. As far as recreational drugs go, hey, look, right, one of the most dangerous recreational drugs in the world is alcohol, and it's legal pretty much everywhere. So...
I think the Bitcoin's amazing. I'm glad you brought that up, Roger, that you know, there are a lot more now today than there were just a year ago of places to spend and buy these things.
Let's go directly to David and Keen. You got a question real quick. David?
Doesn't matter.
David, what's the you're on the air with Roger Burr from Free Talk Live. What's your question?
Oh, I just tuned in, and it's about Bitcoin?
Yeah.
And I was wondering, what backs up Bitcoin? What makes Bitcoins worth money? I just tuned in. Maybe you covered it already. We did,
but we'll cover it again. Thanks for the call.
Okay.
Roger, real quick.
Yeah, basically Bitcoins are worth money because people agree that they're worth money, and they're incredibly useful as a currency. You can send them anywhere in the world instantly without anyone getting involved.
Because they have useful value in the marketplace. Great time. Thanks for coming on tonight, Roger.
Thanks very much, Roger.
My pleasure. Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
By the way, Roger's selling physical Bitcoins, which are really cool, over at memorydealers.com. That's his only interest.
Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE.
You've been hearing about the new digital currency known as Bitcoin, yet obtaining them has been tricky until now. Crypto Exchange is the fastest and safest way to buy and sell Bitcoins from anywhere in the world. We also offer a complete bullion store, so you can now buy gold and silver privately with Bitcoin. With 24-hour customer service and the most secure systems available, Crypto Exchange is here to get you started with the new Bitcoin currency. I invite you to check us out at bitcoin.freetalklive.com. That's bitcoin.freetalklive.com. See you there.
My mom gives me a glass of Emergency Kids every day before school.
Why, with all the vitamin C and antioxidants you're getting, I bet you're a bit of a recess renegade. Making mud pies with your bare hands, capturing bullfrogs to scare the girls, even daring to eat a piece of meatless meatloaf your friend smuggled out of the cafeteria on a triple dog dare, right?
No.
Relax, kid. I'm just making a point. Introducing Emergency Kids with immune-supporting vitamin C, antioxidants, and fun fizzy flavors kids love like orange, fruit punch, and grape. Find us on Facebook and feel the good.